1 hour, it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Polls open in 1 hour in Maryland on this primary day 2016, and Maryland voters will be casting ballots this year in a new way. That's not really all that new.
Gone are those touch screens, going back to the new old-fashioned way, pencil and paper.
You're going to have a paper ballot with ovals next to the candidate's names. You'll fill out the oval completely next to the candidate of your choice. You'll walk it over to a scanner, and that's where the vote gets tabulated.
Montgomery County's Marjorie Rohrer says instead of uploading 15 or 20 sets of data from each precinct, each vote gets digitally copied and kept in a database.
This is our first election with this equipment, so we don't know what's actually going to happen until we do it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now as to who's expected to do well today.
Donald Trump is favored in Tuesday's Republican contests. John Kasich said his anti-Trump deal with Ted Cruz was motivated by fear for the future of the GOP.
If we don't win, we lose the Supreme Court. We lose the United States Senate. We're going to lose races from the courthouse to the state house.
While Cruz questioned Trump's image as a D.C. outsider.
The entire Trump campaign is run by Washington lobbyists. It is the Washington cartel. Donald is the system.
Trump called on both men to quit.
They have no path. They're mathematically out.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
On the Democratic side, it's expected to be Hillary Clinton's day again.
Over 400 Democratic delegates are in play in the five states where voters are heading to the polls today. The biggest prize? Here in Pennsylvania. When you include the superdelegates, this heavily populated state will send 210 delegates in total to the convention. They won't have to go far. It's in Philadelphia this summer. That explains why Clinton and Sanders spent a lot of time here in recent weeks.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Metro now says a fire Saturday night on the Red Line tracks that led to smoke entering a rail car was not caused by a problem with power cables. Now, faulty power cables have been the source of two fires that raised questions about Metro's commitment to maintenance and safety. But Metro says in a news release that Saturday's fire near the Friendship Heights station in Northwest Washington was likely caused by part of a rail car that became loose and touched the electrified third rail. Loudoun County is no stranger to the rise in heroin and opioid overdoses, so now it plans to expand a program that could save lives.
Soon, all Loudoun County Sheriff's deputies will carry a life-saving drug, naloxone, also known as Narcan. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Robert Buckman.
The Sheriff's Office and Loudoun County Fire and Rescue each have had saves of heroin overdoses that would have been fatal.
The drug reverses the effects of a heroin or opioid overdose, something that's become more common in the county.
Last year, we had 35 total heroin overdoses. Year to date, we're at 14 total.
This started as a pilot program in December. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The owner of an Arlington gun store is suing dozens of people, including some elected officials, for conspiring to harass and destroy his business. Nova Armory opened last month despite strong protests. Last week was a busy one for TSA agents at U.S. airports.
The agency says a record 73 firearms from airline passenger carry-on bags were confiscated last week, all but five of the weapons were loaded. Passengers who are caught bringing weapons onto an aircraft could be fined up to $11,000. Passengers can travel legally with a firearm, but the weapon has to be unloaded in a locked box packed in checked baggage and approved by the airline ahead of time. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the Nasdaq at 48,96. Sports a night off for the Nationals. They open a home series with the Phillies tonight. In Florida, the O's lose to the Rays. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I am L. Rushmore, he of the dulcet tones and the vocal vibrations, the rhetoric in resonance.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
Try this, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 through Stafford toward Aquia. Seeing some of those brake lights, same story of Dale City into Woodbridge. And then hang on, right as you get up toward the Beltway here, you'll have to stop and go to get you up on to 395 heading toward Edsel Road and Landmark. It was late clearing road work. They've finished now. All lanes are open as you head up to Duke Street, Seminary Road. See some activity on the right shoulder, but none of the through lanes are blocked, so we're getting a little bit better. HOV commuters, no delay, but keep alert. Crews are picking up a stalled van from the right shoulder. 395 northbound HOV lanes right before you get to Duke Street. 66 pushing on the brakes here as you head through Manassas in toward Centerville. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, a little bit sluggish into Silver Spring and 270 through Urbana to Hyattstown down to Clarksburg with the stop and go. Metro Rail, no longer single tracking on the red line near Van Ness to DuPont Circle. Residual delays. Update brought to you by Here Maps, the best way to get around the city with turn-by-turn voice guidance, and you can use in your car. Public transit info, maps that work offline. Now free phone app. You can get it at here.com/city. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Chantilly, 61 in Damascus, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. A racist texting scandal rocks the San Francisco police. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 6:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, starting this Maryland primary day off the right way. At 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be our guest. Talk about President Obama's call for more troops in Syria. At 8:05, Michael Steele, former chairman of the Republican Party, and of course, Maryland's former lieutenant governor, will give us his analysis of today's primary for the Republicans. And at 8:15, Ben Jealous, who runs the Sanders campaign in Maryland, will be our guest. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Will there be changes coming to the Donald Trump campaign? I mean, there are some signs out there that indeed the Donald will be changing the way he operates to some degree. And I want to know whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing. Here's the thing. You know, one of the things that has been the hallmark of the Trump campaign has been that it's been so different in the fact that he sort of says whatever comes to his mind. His communication style, I guess you would call it rather unfiltered. And people have responded to that. They said, I don't like a guy who is careful about everything he says and parses every word. That's politics as usual. The thing I like about Donald Trump is he just tells it like it is. He tells you how the cow ate the proverbial cabbage. And we like that, and people have come to Donald Trump's campaign in big numbers because they think he's different in that regard. But lately, there are suggestions that as he gets closer and closer to, you know, getting the requisite number of delegates and becoming the official Republican nominee, that he's going to change his ways, that he's not going to be quite as outspoken. In fact, just yesterday, this little comment from Donald Trump.
You know, I tweeted today, at real Donald Trump, I tweet. And that's, you know, it solves them. Don't worry, I'll give it up after I'm president. We won't tweet anymore, I don't think. Not presidential.
Yeah, so he's saying he's going to give up tweeting because it won't be presidential. And there have been other things out there. He says, believe me, when I get the nomination, I'll be so presidential you'll all be bored to death. That's a paraphrase, but pretty close to what he had to say. And Paul Manafort, the man who's sort of running his campaign right now, says, well, you know, Donald's been playing a role and you'll see some changes going forward. So my question for you, all you Donald Trump supporters out there, do you want him to change? Are you ready for a kinder, gentler Donald Trump? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I guess the other side of that is people say, well, look, you know, the thing that bothers me, the people who don't like Donald Trump say the thing that bothers them is that he is so outspoken and he says things without, you know, thinking them all the way through, and that what other people call unfiltered and real, they look at as sort of shooting from the lip, and they want him to be more circumspect about the things that he says. So I can see why some people might want to see the changes, but the people who have supported him so far, this is what they all say. They say, we love the Donald. We love that he comes out and speaks so forcefully. I want to know what you think. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I mean, the old saying in the old days is you run to the base. If you're a Democrat, you run to the left, and then you run to the center and the general. And the Republicans, they run to the right during the primaries, and then they run back to the center and the general. And I think this is normal in a campaign, that once you go out there and you secure the votes and you become the nominee, that, yeah, you want to make some adjustments. And I think this is the adjustment the Trump campaign thinks they need to be. But I will tell you that it will disappoint a lot of people out there who support Donald Trump because they feel like he is the guy who will just come straight off, to tell you straight off the shoulder how he feels without, you know, thinking it through, without, trying to parse his words very carefully. They don't like the politicians who do that, and I think it's going to disappoint a number of those people.
Yeah, did you guys talk about this Friday? I wasn't here Friday. Did you talk about the whole playing a role thing? Because, if I may, this is a whole, again, this is the media. I apologize, but the media takes something that's reported, and then they create their own narrative about it. Here's what was originally reported. Manafort said to a group of RNC members in attendance at a meeting, when he's out on stage, when he's talking about the kinds of things he's talking about on the stump, he's projecting an image that's for that purpose. You'll start to see more depth of that person, the real person. You'll see a different guy going forward. Now, I didn't hear him say he's playing a role.
No.
Did anyone hear him say he's playing a role? Did anyone hear say Paul Manafort said Donald Trump was playing a part? But boy, that became the whole thing. And what Paul Manafort was saying was, if I may, because he was given the opportunity by Chris Wallace to clarify that remark on Sunday, and he did, even though Chris Wallace wasn't having any of it. Paul Manafort was saying, hey, guess what? When he's at a rally, he's working the crowd. And yeah, you're right. He says some outrageous things, and he says some, but he gets the crowd going, and he's built excitement that way. And going forward, guess what? In different settings, like at the convention or in other political settings, he won't be the same. And what's wrong with that? Is Barack Obama the same when he's working a giant crowd than he is when he's giving the State of the Union, or if he's meeting with the King of Saudi Arabia, or what? I mean, that's pretty typical. And I think this was blown way out of proportion. The fact that Donald Trump said yesterday that he's not going to be tweeting when he's president, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Again, listen, there's a lot of stuff that Donald Trump does now that he's not going to do when he's president. but it does go to this narrative, and you're right to sort of point it out, that in some way, since Paul Manafort has gotten there, there has been some kind of pivot within how Trump is being presented to the public outside of these rallies. When he's at the rallies, he's still Donald. But he's not doing as many television appearances. He is not doing as much necessarily on Twitter as he was. The stuff that got him where he is right now. And I wonder if there is suddenly now this internal control over Donald being Donald, and they don't want Donald to be Donald because they're worried that too much Donald is not going to be a winning equation. I think that somewhere in the middle is the correct electoral equation if he does get the nomination. And I think that Donald Trump is smart enough to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
And by the way, this announcement that he's going to do an interview with Megyn Kelly, which we will talk about later this morning, that's a big part of it. Here's the thing. If he walks out of the Megyn Kelly interview after all of this vitriol and all of this anger, and he walks out with Megyn Kelly, you know, showing respect to him and him showing respect to, you know, Mutual Admiration Society, and both of them having nice things to say about each other, that's redemption for both, actually. Yeah. And I think that that could help his narrative with women voters.
Yeah, getting back to the thing about Paul Manafort, Paul Manafort said to RNC members a few days back that Trump was, quote, playing a part. That's the quote that I'm seeing here. And that's what Chris Wallace asked him about. And his answer to Chris Wallace was, we're evolving the campaign, but not the candidate. But if the candidate is not going to tweet, if the candidate is going to be more circumspect, if the candidate says, I'll be so presidential, I'll be boring, then he is sort of evolving the kind of person that he is, his persona, for the public
behind
consumption.
Behind the desk of the Oval Office, he'll be different than he is at a rally. I don't see why that's a big headline. Is Barack Obama different when he's working with his staff in the White House than he was with campaign rallies in 2008? Of course he is. You're different when you're campaigning and you're at a rally. I don't know. Why is that funny?
Listen, I think you're right about that. Of course you're different when you're in a campaign. But this guy has been like way beyond anything that we've ever seen in a politician before in the way he communicates to the public. Would you agree or not?
His rallies are raucous events, and I never suspected that, and that's how he's going to conduct himself when he's walking around the White House.
Well,
I never thought that. Maybe I'm the outlier here. You tell me. Give us a call if you expected Donald Trump to walk around the White House the same way that he acts at a rally.
Do you want to see a kinder, gentler Donald Trump? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, as you head toward the Beltway eastbound, right as you come up toward 123, two cars, looks like they were trying to get to the far right shoulder, but there's no help on the scene. Everyone trying to wiggle around that right lane that is usually a green arrow lane. They've made it a red X lane. So do watch, because you'll come up on that and need to get into the lane to the left beside it, 66, prior to the Beltway. Also, 95, once you get through Dale City and Woodbridge, hit that stop and go out of Newington up onto 395 with lanes currently open and through Landmark. 270 southbound passing Route 80 Urbana. All the activity from that crash should be on the shoulder. Heading into Crofton, southbound Route 3. Authorities tell me they are now closing the southbound Route 3 lanes before you get to 424 Davidsonville Road for an accident investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun, widely scattered showers this afternoon. Thunderstorms are possible. Scattered evening showers as well. The high today, 87. The low tonight, 55. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, 64. On Thursday, temperatures in the mid-60s. Again, a chance of showers. Friday looks mostly cloudy in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You know, I tweeted today, at real Donald Trump, I tweet. And that, you know, it solves them. Don't worry, I'll give it up after I'm president. We won't tweet anymore. Not presidential.
Well, there's the Donald saying he's not going to tweet anymore because, you know, when he becomes president, becomes the nominee, he'll be more presidential. Do you want a kinder, gentler Donald Trump? Is that something that you would like to see? And those people who, don't like Donald Trump, would that change your opinion about Donald Trump if he sort of moderated his tone a bit? Mike in Falls Church, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I don't think you should moderate at all. I think it's nice to finally have someone who's a little boisterous, who's not afraid to shake his fist at you and unwussify the United States of America for a change.
It jazzes you. It excites you to hear somebody talk like that, doesn't it?
You know, it does after the last 7 years. I mean, if someone's going to lie to me, that to me is, you know, being presidential here. You know, you can have your health care, you can keep your doctor, yada, yada. No, tell me the truth up front. Because I have not seen him lie to us yet as a candidate, Donald Trump, that is. And until he does, I'm going to keep riding the Trump train.
And if he were to moderate and become more dull, as he said, so boring that you won't even recognize him, how would you feel?
I don't think he can do that. I mean, look at the Donald Trump of the last 25, 30 years. Have you ever seen him moderate or change? And I think that's what is attractive about him, is that he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday and that he's going to be today, that he's going to be tomorrow as the candidate.
All right.
And I think that's why he's pulling in so many independents and so many people who've been shut out of the political process for quite some time.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, I think that they're two different things, though, in terms of his delivery of message and whether he's you know, lied or changed positions. You know, he just said, the caller just said that Donald Trump had never changed positions. I mean, he changed his H-1B visa program in the middle of a debate, yeah. If I remember right,
and he changed his position on whether he was pro-choice or pro-life.
He's changed a lot several of positions times, over yeah. 40 years, yeah. But I'm even within this campaign. So, again, that's an issue thing rather than a style thing. Well, I think what a lot of people are attracted to with Donald Trump, and I understand their attraction, is his style. And the idea that style will then disappear once he's elected, you can't change Donald Trump. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. You can change his behaviors. Sure, everyone can change behaviors. But the style is still going to permeate, isn't it?
See,
I sort of wish he does keep tweeting, and I doubt that he will be able to stop himself from tweeting.
Well, it would continue to be very entertaining. Here's the thing that I think about that is I think that the people who really love Donald Trump, this is what they love about him. This is what excites them about him. This is what makes them feel like he's our guy, because he's just going to tell us to it straight. And he's not going to sugarcoat it. He's not going to try to make it nice. He's just going to tell you exactly what he feels. And they love that about him. There are a whole group of other people, and the major objection that they have to Donald Trump is he's not very presidential. You hear this all the time from the people who don't like Donald Trump. You know, I could come on board with Donald Trump if he just, you know, would sort of tone it down a bit. How many times have you heard that in conversation?
Mm-hmm.
You hear it all the time. So I think he's trying to find the middle ground here, and it's not an easy thing to find when you are Donald Trump and you have this sort of a personality that sometimes gets the better of you.
I think the notion of being presidential has been redefined, and I just, you know, we're not electing the next Washington anymore. And by the way, if you look over the history of our president's behaviors, they were very different. What we saw out front was very different from who they were behind the scenes, as you know. And I think that this president, for some of the pop culture and media choices that he has made, I think it's sort of dumbed down what we have gone to believe presidential behavior is. When one takes an interview with a woman who is known for soaking in a bathtub with Fruit Loops. You know, why is that not considered unpresidential
it is to me.
Well, but you know, I think that people, when they say unpresidential, I think that they say, oh, so he's like a real person. How a multi-billionaire who lives in a tower, literally lives in a tower with gold-plated toilets and flies in a 757 is seen as a real person and just one of us is one of the great political feats of our time.
I wonder what it's like to use a gold-plated toilet. 622.
You know you're going to get in trouble now.
I don't care. I don't care.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would go away? Do you? Well, stop wishing about it. Why not do something about it? Get Genucel. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, but you got to get Genucel. If you get Genucel with plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, then you're not going to have a problem with bags and puffiness. Don't believe me? Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote us a letter, said, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. They haven't come back. Love the product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Where don't you use Genucel, Susan? And with its instant effects, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. That's guaranteed. Now, during Chamonix's spring clearance event, Chamonix will double your order for free. So give them a call, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order now. Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping. That's for a limited time only. So call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-offs. off locations. Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Borders store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Virginia 66 pushing slowly through Manassas towards Centerville. Then we hit the delays. Quite jammed here before you get to 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to the incident at 123 in that right red X lane. Two cars, and I'm still not seeing any help at the scene yet. No flares, so be very careful. Inside the Beltway, we're stop and go through Falls Church. Now overall on 95, once you get through Stafford and Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, again, you hit the slowdowns. And then most of the way beyond, below speed, heading up through to the Beltway and on to 395 past Landmark with travel lanes open. Now, we have a reported crash on the top side of the Maryland Beltway right as you come off of I-95 right near New Hampshire Avenue. Crews on their way. That's in the backups that do continue over into Silver Spring. And if you're in Anne Arundel County and heading in toward the Crofton area, shutdown is going to be Route 3 with accident investigation. Route 3 southbound closed between Johns Hopkins Road and Davidsonville Road. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. You can get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software and clean up that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frontal system bringing us a chance of showers and storms today. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy and warmer, with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Some could be severe. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler, mid-60s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees at 827. Wow, remember the story about Nova Armory over in Arlington? They had a store and they had to close out because they were just getting harassed. People were just, you know, protesting them and harassing their customers. And apparently it got so bad that they had to close up shop. But now Nova Armory is filing a lawsuit, has filed a lawsuit for $2.1 million, claiming damages for lost revenue, physical and personal security expenses. They had to change their phone numbers, time lost related to the phone number changes, and damages to the business's reputation. This according to the Washington. And the Washington Post has a story about it and quotes the lawyer for Broadstone Security, which is the company that runs Nova Armory. And he says, this is what he says. People generally don't like it if you try to destroy their business. That's malicious behavior. He said someone has been following customers who leave the store and taking photos of their cars and license plates. There's been all kinds of creepy stuff by people with a morbid obsession, a neurotic obsession with firearms. These are really dangerous people. Now, those who have been sued include elected officials who worked in concert with protesters, and they say, well, this is First Amendment stuff. You can't touch us. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yes, we will. We've been keeping an eye on that stuff for a long time, so we will continue to do so.
6:28.
Peter Max. Meet world-renowned artist Peter Max. Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. From 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland. And from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max. This Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs. on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Have we gotten this point in America where the plates that we are served when we go to restaurants are just full of too much food or the portions too large? We'll talk about that when we come back. 6:30 in the nation's capital. By the way, polls open in Maryland in about 30 minutes from now. It's time for the news.
WMAL FM Richards, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. This is the latest iteration of Super Tuesday. Five states voting today, including Maryland, and it could be another big day for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's campaign isn't worried about the outcome of today's primaries. The GOP frontrunner is heavily favored to pull off a big sweep of these states across the Northeast that are up for grabs, but an alliance has formed that has caught Trump's attention, a deal that could slow his march to the nomination.
But by Monday afternoon, the Cruz-Kasich alliance was already showing signs of strain, with Kasich refusing to explicitly tell his Indiana supporters to vote for Cruz over him.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Meanwhile, today could also be another big day for Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is favored to win in Tuesday's Democratic contests. On the campaign trail, Bernie Sanders ignored establishment calls to ease up on her.
Secretary Clinton and I have a difference of opinion. Secretary Clinton disagrees. And I continue to challenge Secretary Clinton.
But Clinton pivoted toward the general election, focusing her attacks on the two leading Republicans.
When Donald Trump and Ted Cruz say some of the things they say, it's not only offensive. It can be dangerous.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Turnout today in Maryland is expected to be heavier than usual, officials predict, mainly because the presidential nominations have yet to be decided. But adding to voter interest is a high-profile U.S. Senate race and two strongly contested U.S. House primaries. Polls open at 7 this morning. They'll be open till 8 tonight. And stay with WMAL for election night updates throughout the evening. The Washington Redskins are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear arguments on their trademark fight. A federal judge upheld the cancellation of the team's trademarks on the name Redskins, but the team is appealing that ruling. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the NASDAQ at 48,96. Sports, the Nationals had the night off. They'll take on the Phillies at Nats Park tonight. The Orioles lose in Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. One in four people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Here's Dan Bongino talking about Frank Howard for Congress.
If you're tired of the scheming and backdoor political games being played by the sellouts in the D.C. political class, my friend and a strong voice for business, Frank Howard, is your choice in the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. Frank's an authentic conservative, as fed up with the D.C. political machine as you are. Please vote for conservative businessman Frank Howard on April 26th.
Thank you, Dan. I'm Frank Howard, and I approve this message.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, top side of the Beltway as you come off of 95. As you merge onto the Beltway before New Hampshire Avenue, second lane from the right. Crash. Then you'll have the stop and go beyond toward George Avenue. Delays on 95. Two separate sets of slowdowns. First off, southbound approaching Route 32. That's right in the area where we had a report of a crash. And then south of the ICC to merge on through to the Beltway. Anne Arundel County working a serious crash. In fact, a fatal incident. And they're doing an investigation. Shut down. Heading into Crofton, Route 3 southbound closed before you get to 424 Davidsonville Road. They do have a detour set up. Northbound Route 3, though, remains open. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown slow, getting a bit sluggish through Germantown, heading in toward Rockville. 66 eastbound near 123 before you get to the Beltway. Had two cars involved in a crash over to the far right Red X lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frontal system bringing us a chance of showers and storms today. Mix of clouds. Clouds and sun, breezy and warmer, with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Some could be severe. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler, mid-60s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Vienna, 63 in Hyattsville, 65 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is election day in Maryland. The polls open at 7 o'clock, so if you haven't already cast your ballot, and many people have, get out there and vote. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us to talk about how the president is sending more special operation forces in to fight ISIS. At 8:05, Michael Steele will talk about Maryland elections. At 8:15, Ben Jealous, who speaks for the Sanders campaign, will join us. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There's been so much talk about the obesity problem in America, and really it stretches to the Western world. And there's all these fad diets, and there's all this, you know, guidance from the government about what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. And it always has to, you know, you got your Atkins diet, you got your paleo diet, you got your, vegan diet, you got your gluten-free diet. People are always trying to come up with various diets that basically focus on what kind of food to eat to not get fat. And there's an article in The Guardian that suggests that all of that is bupkis. The bottom line is this, and I know this may sound like the biggest revelation you've ever heard in your life, but the reason people are obese and fat and overweight is because they eat, wait for it, too much food. All boils down to portion size. It's too much food, and they make a really good point. If you go back and go to an antique store and look at the dinner plates in an antique store from like 100 years ago,
right?
Or the glasses, the beverage glasses that they have, and it looks like a doll's house. They're all tiny because the portion sizes back in the day were much smaller. We are a prosperous nation. The Western world is incredibly fortunate. First time in world history that so many millions of people have not starved and worried about meal to meal and what they're going to eat and how much they're going to eat, and we eat too much. Did you know that the average size of a pasta serving that is recommended is actually the size of a baseball? Have you ever been? I mean, that's like, what, 4 bites, probably?
Wow. For me, that's like one bite. Maybe a bite and a half. Yeah.
The recommended serving of potatoes for a day is, for a meal, is the size of a computer mouse, the average computer mouse.
Really?
Do you have that small a helping of mashed potatoes? Or a cheese the size of a matchbox, potato chips.
What? Hold it, matchbox?
Yes, a little matchbox.
But
that's the thing. You don't need to eat as much as you do. And I wonder if this is something that you've encountered as well. If there's a psychological thing here. Let's say you're pouring yourself a glass of juice. Now there was a time. I remember this vividly, actually, when I was quite little. We had all these little juice glasses
little
in my house.
Little tiny juice glasses.
Little, right, does yeah. anyone use a little tiny juice glass
no,
anymore?
No, you pour a big old half a glass
into
of juice.
A big right. old half a glass. People use the big water glasses, the big, like, 8 to 12 ounce.
That's what I'm talking about. I feel about halfway up.
Oh, well, okay. So now, this article suggests, and there's a psychologist who talks about this in terms of our food consumption, is that psychologically the majority of people, if they see an 8 to 12 ounce glass, they're going to fill it 8 to 12 ounces. Very few people will just fill a glass halfway up. So, do you think that this is? I know it seems like a radical idea, but we can subsist on much smaller portions of food. Brian,
well, I don't want to. one of the greatest things that somebody told me about, you know, for portion sizes, because I love steak. I mean, there's nothing I like better than a good old steak, well done. You know, I mean, not actually, I like a medium, a well cooked steak, and. And somebody said, well, you should eat a piece of steak that's about the size of your hand. And I looked at my hand and said, I'm good with that.
Yeah, you have a pretty big hand.
I have a huge hand. I have big old mitts. And I thought, well, then they said, no, it's the palm.
Mm.
Well, no, that's not enough.
But wait, how thick is it, though?
Well, it depends. Mm-hmm. But so, I looked at that and I said, no, if you go for the whole hand, yeah, I could. That's about right. If you just go for the palm, I'm going to leave hungry.
Yeah. Well, but are you, though? See, that's the thing. We have trained ourselves mentally, and I think our stomachs have expanded, too, to think that we have to eat that much. But you don't, actually. Of course, you know you don't have to eat that much. You may go away hungry, but that's psychological.
Right.
It's always been... by the way, speaking of steak, I mean, Meredith and I split a steak over the weekend that you said you've got big mitts. It was bigger than a catcher's mitt. This was
really?
Giant T-bone.
Yeah.
Way too much steak. But I realized halfway through eating it that I didn't need to eat all of this. I didn't even want to eat all of that, but I did because it was there. And you complete these portions. Do you know what? And we keep ourselves, you know, these nutrition facts. You know, we always want to look at the nutrition facts on the back of the box of anything. And it's always based on the recommended portion, right? We never serve ourselves the recommended portion.
Yeah, I mean, if you open a bag of cookies, they'll say that the recommended serving is like a cookie and a half.
Yeah. Well, cereal, the box of cereal is something that everybody is familiar with, right? And I've seen moms sitting there worried about childhood obesity, standing in the aisle of the grocery store, looking at the back of that box, trying to find the healthiest cereal, right? And I get, do you know what the average recommended serving is for cereal?
Mm.
Not one cup, which, by the way, is also pretty small, you know, little 8 ounce. Three quarters of a cup of cereal.
You know what I call that? Why bother?
Well, but again, is it based on your nutritional needs or is it based on what you perceive to be your actual hunger?
Well, look, as I like to say, I'm a big man and it takes a lot to run this engine. So I don't have a problem with eating a good, healthy meal.
Well,
but I may be unusual in the fact that I am, you know, like humongous.
Well, no, you're not humongous. You're a big guy. But anyway, it's a very interesting article. I recommend it.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It's over at The Guardian, and it definitely sort of explodes this whole myth that and the reason I wanted to talk about it is because all of the money and all of the legislation and all of the brain power that is forcing us to look at what we're eating and look at, you know, make sure you eat vegan and organic and healthy. And you know what? If everyone just eats a little bit less than what they're eating, they're going to be healthier. It's 6:43 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want you to think about all the years that your mom has been there to support you, to help you, to give you a hand, to just be someone to listen to when you've got a problem. And then, of course, what about your grandma and your mother-in-law as well? And all the great... I mean, listen, you know what your mother-in-law did for you? She got you your wife, right? Right there. The wife, your wife is the woman she is because of your mother-in-law, and you know it. And let's not forget about your wife, the mother of your children. I mean, of course, you know where I'm heading with this. Mother's Day is coming up, and you want to do it right, guys. You don't want to mess this one up. This is the one you really want to get right because of all of the women who deserve the very best. And that means, of course, the very best comes from 1-800-Flowers.com, a beautiful bouquet, the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. And you can lock in this great deal that we have today. It's only good today. This deal is over tonight, at the end of the day today, and you can lock it in right now for Mother's Day. 30 bright multicolored spring tulips for just $30. That's $20 off the regular price, but you gotta lock in the savings today. 30 tulips for $30. 1-800-Flowers. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry.
Before the first kiss, before the first I love you, well, you have to have the first date. And the first date needs to start with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, better. 66, the incident before you get to the Beltway near 123 cleared, even though we have delays now on the approach, but nothing blocked. 95 in Stafford, slow, Dale City to Woodbridge, and then off and on as you push up toward the Beltway and on to 395. Heading across the 14th Street Bridge, now below speed, the westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, really seeing delays as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Just spoke with DDOT. They said, no, nothing reported in the way, but I'll keep a watch on that. If you're coming inbound on New York Avenue, signal light delays, Rhode Island Avenue, heading inbound after North Capitol Street, reports of an incident. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway in the backups between College Park and Silver Spring had the crash near New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frontal system bringing us a chance of showers and storms today. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy and warmer, with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Some could be severe. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler, mid-60s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is now 6:47. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And Larry, today we're going to start with something happening right out in our own Chesapeake Bay. Very exciting. This is very rare, by the way. It's not unheard of, but it's rare that out near Lusby, Maryland, they have spotted on the Chesapeake Bay a humpback whale, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, they say it's like, it's a big one. It may be, I've got this stuff here, 25 to 30 feet long. And it would be that would classify a humpback whale that long would be considered an older juvenile. It came out of the water 10 or 12 times, was captured on a cell phone camera, and by all appearances, it wasn't a great video because it was raining, but by all appearances, it was a humpback whale.
Wow.
They don't normally come into the Chesapeake Bay.
No.
They stay out in the ocean generally, so this is an interesting thing.
That's very cool. Have you ever been on a whale-watching tour before?
I have. I'm in California.
It's really something.
It is, and you know, they actually will look at you, and you can just look into their eyes, and you can tell. They're pretty smart. You just get a sense.
You can tell a whale is smart by looking into its eyes.
I looked into its soul.
Did you?
And I felt like there was a real intelligence there. They were pondering us.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
I'm not going to dissuade you of your belief.
Yeah, okay. Now, we'll travel out to Wales.
We already had the whale story, Brian.
This is in Wales. Wales, the country.
Oh, you mean like Jonah and the big fish in the Bible story? Or like when Pinocchio got swallowed by the whale?
Wales, W-A-L-E-S.
No, Wales is spelled... Yeah. All right, fine.
This is about a dog in Wales.
It's a Welsh dog.
Yes, a Welsh. How about that? Welsh.
See
a Welsh
there?
Dog.
See?
Look, it's pretty interesting. This guy had a dog, and he took his dog and put him on a farm. It's a sheepdog. And the sheepdog needs to work. So he felt like this dog wouldn't get enough exercise, wouldn't get enough work. And, you know, a sheepdog will drive you crazy if they don't stay busy. So he took him out to a sheep farm and gave him to a farmer. The farm was some 240 miles away. 12 days later, the dog shows back up on the guy's front porch.
Wow.
He has navigated his way back over the course of 12 days to the very house from which he came.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and so then I wonder, why is it that some dogs, you know, you hear stories about them making these remarkable journeys back. There's even been movies about it.
Yeah.
And then other dogs just get lost.
Well, no, I don't think they got lost. They just don't want to come back.
You think they don't want to
come back? Yeah, this proves a theory of mine that there are no lost dogs out there. There's just dogs that say, you know what, I'm tired of this place.
Yeah, okay. So you think that...
they can make it back. If this Welsh sheepdog from a farm in Cockermouth, Cumbria...
That's easy for you to say.
Cockermouth, Cumbria is where the farm was.
Yeah. Anyway, 12
days... Can make us all the way back to Pennyrock, Wales.
He averaged 20 miles a day.
Pennyrock.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And the owner said he must have a navigation device in his brain.
There you go.
Okay. Now, to kittens. And this is another local story brought to us. I see this story on Channel 9. You ready? Somebody walked into the Washington Humane Society with two children and asked to see a kitten. They brought the kitten out, and the kitten, they were playing with the kitten, and they were adoring the kitten. And then some other people came in, and the people who run the Humane Society's shelter there were distracted, and people left with the kitten.
Wow.
And they didn't pay. And now the Humane Society is saying, we need help finding this kitten. And I'm just wondering, if they find them, what will the penalty be?
Make them live with a cat.
Well, that would be pretty bad.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I just saw $1,000 reward if somebody turns... I thought the Humane Society was supposed to be like, we want people to have cats so the cats don't get killed and we...
But not if you don't pay for them.
Well, $1,000 reward. Like, these people are like Dillinger. Like, they robbed a bank. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a kitten.
You have to pay for it.
All right.
$651.
I'm not encouraging people to steal things.
No.
I'm just saying $1,000 reward seems
for
a little
a cat.
Excessive. Yeah.
$651.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options. Like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Time to check in for the news desk at CNBC to see how your money's doing. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
Well, besides making money stealing kittens, you could also put it in stocks. We're going to look for a small bounce today, but don't look for much action until the Federal Reserve ends its two-day meeting tomorrow afternoon. No interest rate hike is expected now. In fact, no one on Wall Street sees one until June. DuPont says profits rose 19% thanks in part to near-record corn planting and more cost-cutting. BP's profits down 80% because of low oil prices and payouts for the Gulf oil spill. Hyundai, net income there down because China bought fewer cars and it spent more on advertising in this country. The Justice Department has okayed Charter Communications' takeover of Time Warner Cable. The FCC still has to chime in, but that deal would create the country's second largest internet company and third largest video provider. And Facebook reportedly developing a camera app similar to Snapchat. It's also working on features that would let future Steven Spielbergs record videos and then live stream them. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If there was something that could save your life or the life of someone you love, would you do whatever it took? Of course you would. Well, that something is available. It's a virtual physical. A virtual physical full body scan can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries that can lead to heart attacks and strokes. It can even spot small tumors throughout your body long before they start to exhibit symptoms. You know, when you find it early, there's a better chance of a successful, less invasive treatment. Virtual physical also offers the virtual colonoscopy. This method of imaging the colon without sedation is faster, safer, and less invasive than a conventional colonoscopy. And right now, if you call 301-984-9009, you will get $200 off a full-body scan or a virtual colonoscopy for the same price. That's right, $200 off either scan. Call 301-984-9009 right now before this special ends. The scans have saved hundreds of lives, and they could save yours as well. 301-984-9009. Learn more at virtualphysical.com.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's go to the Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound in Laurel. Seeing delays growing past 197. Reports of an incident. U.S. Park Police say they're on their way to check it out. So just heads up, southbound south of 197. Just south of the ICC, I-95, the stop and go takes you around the Beltway topside into Silver Spring. Had the crash through New Hampshire Avenue. That's now been cleared. For 270, it's been about the volume. 66 east incident before the Beltway near 123 gone. 395 about the delays as you come out of Newington toward Landmark and again heading in through town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today. Widely scattered afternoon showers. Thunderstorms are possible. A severe thunderstorm is actually possible. And a high today of 87. Tonight, still a few showers rumbling around. And a severe thunderstorm is again possible. A low of 55. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler. And a temperature of 64. And on Thursday, in the mid-60s. Fridays, in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures are going to be in the low 70s. Currently, in the nation's capital, it is 66 degrees. It is 6:57 on WMAL.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
You got change for a 20? Well, the United States Treasury Department does. So long, former Democrat President Andrew Jackson from the $20 bill. Hello, Republican Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was an American abolitionist and, near and dear to my heart, an armed scout and spy for the United States Army during the Civil War. Born into slavery, Tubman escaped and saved 70 families through the Underground Railroad. She had a pretty rough childhood, often beaten and whipped.
Early in life, she suffered a traumatic head wound when an irate slave owner threw a heavy metal weight. When the Civil War began, Tubman worked for the Union Army as a cook and a nurse, and then as an armed scout and spy. She was the first woman to lead an armed expedition in the war. She guided the raid at Combahee Ferry, liberating some 700 slaves. Known as Moses, Harriet Tubman was also deeply religious. And politically, Harriet Tubman was a Republican, but most importantly, an American hero. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up on WMAL,
a boycott against Target over their bathroom policies is gaining steam. We'll tell you about it.
Also, the president has decided to send more special operation forces to fight ISIS. We'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in just a few moments. It is 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, and the polls in Maryland have